Christian greetings and God bless you. This is Pastor Kevin Jones of the Kingdom Builders International Church, where we're building the kingdom of God one soul at a time, located in the beautiful city of Carmel, Indiana. If you would like to contact our ministry, or if you would like to become a partner of the ministry, please mail us or email us at kevinjones@indy.rr.com. That is kevinjones@indy.rr.com. Now, we want to get right into the lesson, for time is slipping away fastly. But we began last week discussing the key 7 steps to effective prayer or getting your prayer answered. And last week, we discovered that number 1, you have to decide what you want from God. Number 2, we have to read scripture that promises the answer that we need from God. Number 3, we have to ask God for the thing that we want. And then number 4, we have to believe that we've received. Without believing that we've received, Abraham, the Bible said he believed God even when he did not have the thing, he believed it. Your faith is spiritual. You must understand that God gives us faith that we may be able to hold on spiritually to the promise, because there's going to be a test of your faith. I preached a message one time called Promise, Problem, Provision, Blessing, because God gives you a promise, but right after the promise, there comes a problem. The enemy comes in with a problem, trying to distort your belief and telling you that God is not going to do what he says. But in the midst of the problem, God makes provision. And the provision is to hold you until God moves you into your blessing. And I believe that there are many people that are listening to me right now, that you're in the place of provision right now, where God is provisioning things for you so that he can push you toward your destiny. Remember, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, God sent them into the wilderness and he provided for them the provisions that they needed. But the things that he was providing in the wilderness did not match to the things that God wanted to give them into the promised land. So God gave them a promise. He told them he was going to deliver them out of Egypt. And when he delivered them out of Egypt, he took them into the wilderness. There was a problem. Pharaoh came in the 12th or 13th chapter of the book of Genesis, Exodus. The Bible tells us that Pharaoh comes and with his army, and there he is, and he's chasing after the children of Israel. And the Bible teaches us that the children of Israel had the Red Sea in front of them, had the mountains on either side of them, and Pharaoh coming after them to kill them. So there was the problem. But God opened up the Red Sea and allowed them to go into the wilderness, and there in the wilderness he sustained them with manna and quail. He sustained them with water coming out of a rock. That was the provisional period. In the provisional period, it is a difficult time that you may be facing. Now notice, there were many people in that provisional stage that lost their life because of unbelief. And the book of Hebrews tells us, and I don't have time to go into it, but you should read the book of Hebrews in your spare time, because in the book of Hebrews, it tells us, for an example, that there were some who died in the faith. They died in unbelief. They didn't die in faith. They died in unbelief, because when things became difficult for them, instead of holding on to the promise that God had given them and believing in the things that God had already done for them, they had seen the plagues that God had put upon Egypt and did not put them upon the children of Israel. And they had seen how God had brought them out. And they had seen how God did not allow their shoes or their clothes to go weary in the wilderness. But even after that, the Bible says Moses goes up into the mountain to talk to God for the people of God. And while he's up in the mountain, they build up a calf and they begin to raise up a calf because they did not have enough faith to believe that they were going to receive the promise of God. And they begin to say, why did you bring us out into this wilderness to die? Let me share with you, brother and sister, you may be in that provisional period, but God did not bring you in the wilderness to die. God brought you in the wilderness to transform you and translate you into your promise. You never can get into your promise until you go through your wilderness. And I see right now that there are many that are listening to me right now that you're in your wilderness experience, but you've got to hold on and you've got to trust in God and know that God is going to complete the work that he says. Now, lesson 2 on this part of getting our prayer, 7 steps to getting answered prayer. We will be looking at Proverbs chapter 40, verses 20 through 22, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. The central truth today, thinking faith thoughts and speaking faith words lead the heart out of defeat into victory. Let me say that again. Thinking faith thoughts, Remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word, as you meditate upon that word. And speaking faith words. So you have to speak the word. You can't speak what people say, but you must speak the word. Because the word, when it is spoken, it is powerful. Jesus said it like this: the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So as you speak the word of God, as you hear even this word that I'm speaking to you right now, glory to God, it is bringing faith into your life. It is resurrecting even dead things that are in your life that died out. Because you thought God was going to do it in a moment, but God has taken his time. Remember, God is not on the same time clock as you. But if God gave you a promise, he will bring it to pass. The Bible said he'll move heaven and earth just to get his promise to you. So you have to trust in that. So then, the next step is you must refuse to doubt. You have to have a tenacity within you that regardless of what you see, and I hear the Holy Spirit tell me to address this with you, that what you see is not as real as what you don't see. Because what's in the spirit realm is more real than what's in the physical realm. So you've got to hold on to everything that you know based upon scripture and what God has said to you. Because you've got to meditate on the promises of God. You've got to refuse to doubt. Listen what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 40, verse 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So not only do I have to refuse to doubt, I hold on to the promise of God. I refuse to let any desire or thought come to me, because the book of James in 4:7 says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. See, doubt comes from the devil. You must resist the opportunity to believe the devil or to believe what you see. And you have to have faith to believe in what God has said. The Bible says, whose report will you believe? I know you're sick. I know you have cancer in your body. I know you don't have money to take care of the things that you need. I know that your family is in shambles. But you have to refuse the opportunity to believe what you see. And you must begin to trust in the word that God gave you, that your family will be saved, that your finances will be taken care of, that your health will be taken care of, that God will take care of you, and he is. See, if the enemy could have destroyed you, he would have already destroyed you, but you're still here. You didn't think you would make it to today, but you're still here. You didn't think that you would make it last year, but you're still here by the grace of God. So God will hold you and sustain you if you resist the devil. So you have to refuse to doubt. The next point, you must meditate on the promise. Start meditating instead of meditating on what's going wrong. Start meditating on what's going right. Start meditating on the promise. You know, there's an old saying that when there's a glass of water that's either half full or half empty, what you see is based upon your perception. I choose to see that it's half full instead of focusing on the fact that it's half empty. Change your perception. If you're going to get your prayers answered, you've got to change your perception. Doubt is going to come, but you have to resist it. Number five, and then number six, you must meditate on the promise of God. As he said, incline your ears unto the word of God and meditate on it. Then number seven, you must begin to give praise to God. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Let your requests be made known unto God. So he says, don't be careful for nothing. Man is nothing but anxious. So you cannot be careful for nothing. You have to begin to rest in the promise of God. And you've got to begin to give praise. See, when you move from the place where you've found out what you want from God, and you find out what God's destiny is for your life, and you find out all of the things that you need to do, deciding what you want from God, when you've read the scripture, you move from reading the scripture and you meditate and you ask God for the thing you want, then you begin to believe God, then you refuse to doubt. Then you meditate on the promise. Now it's time to move into praise, because if you believe that you've received, then it's time to pray. You see, at some point in time, you've got to get out of the asking mode of prayer. You've got to get out of the petition mode of prayer. You've got to get out of all of the things that lead you up to praise. And you must settle it in your heart that God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. And you must transition into praising God. What am I praising God for? I don't have it. That's okay. Praise God. God. I know you've been waiting for a husband or wife and they're still not there, but praise God as though you have your husband and wife. I know you've been waiting for God to bless your business and your business hasn't been blessed and it seems like you're going out of business, but praise God for the millions that you're going to make, because you know you're going to sow into the kingdom of God. You just might sow into this great ministry. Begin to praise God. I know that your children may not be acting right, or your health may not be good, and you don't have a place to stay, and all of these things are going against you, and the enemy is tempting you to believe what you see as opposed to believing what the Word of God has said. And I'm saying to you, take the opportunity to refuse to believe what the naysayers say. Take the opportunity to refuse to believe what your eyes see. Take the opportunity to stop believing what people say and fill your ear, your spirit, your mind with the Word of God, and let the Word of God transcend you above all of these things, and meditate on God's Word. And as you meditate on God's Word, and that Word becomes a part of you. The Bible says that in St. John chapter number 1, in the beginning was the Word with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Bible says that that Word became flesh. So now it's time for flesh to become the Word. In other words, what I'm telling you is that when you begin to read and meditate upon on God's Word, you are flesh, but that Word will transform you from being a fleshly minded person to being a spiritually minded person, because what you begin to ingest into your spirit, that's what you will become. You will refuse to doubt, and you will begin to glorify and praise God and begin to thank Him for what He's told you He's going to do. You begin to bless Him even right now, wherever you are. Just begin to thank God because your prayers are answered, because you're not praying according to your own will. You're praying according to the will of God, and you know that what God has for you is greater than what you have now. And I know the enemy is trying to destroy you, and the enemy is trying to tell you that you're not going to receive it. But I decree and declare right now, wherever you are listening to this, wherever you're bound in any part of your life, I come against the enemy and his doubt. I come against everything that he would try to oppose in your life, and I stand with you in faith, believing that God is going to do exactly what he said. So we've gone over in week one, and this week two, the seven steps to answer prayer. Number one, decide what you want from God. Number two, read the scriptures that promise the answer to God. From God, ask God for the things that you want is number three. Believe that you've received is number four. And then after you believe that you receive, you've got to refuse to doubt is number five. After you refuse to doubt, then you've got to meditate on the promise. And then finally, you got to give God the glory and the praise. Certainly, we thank and praise God for this opportunity to come and share with you. Once again, this is Pastor Kevin Jones of the Kingdom Builders International Church, located in Carmel, Indiana, in the great United States of America. If you would like to contact me and would like information, my email address is kevinjones@indy, that's indy.com, or kevinjones@indy.rr.com. KevinJones@indy.rr.com. Tune in next week. May God bless you.